In Search of Mozart, a full-length documentary on his life, is a new production. It's coming to Bloomington for presentations at Bear's Place and at the Fine Arts Auditorium. And there's a very special showing on May 12th at the Buskirk Chumley Theater. I'm George Walker, and our guest is the director, creator in many ways, of In Search of Mozart, Phil Grabsky. Thanks very much for joining us.
Not at all. Pleasure to be here.
Now, any of us in the music business who went to the movies and then were surrounded by friends saying, "Was that really the way it was?" after we saw Amadeus, have been eagerly awaiting your film.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I have to admit that Amadeus for me was and remains actually, you know, one of my favorite films. But The Truth of Mozart is actually more interesting than the legend of Amadeus. You know, he's not murdered by Salieri, poisoned. You know, that's a myth. He doesn't die a pauper. He has a very different relationship to his father and his wife than you would have thought from the film, Amadeus. And I suspect, in my own opinion, what's most interesting about Mozart is to get a sense of where does this creative power come from. I mean, I'm a filmmaker. If in 20 years' time people are still looking at one or two of my films, I'll be delighted. Mozart, right now, around the globe, 100 of his pieces will be being played, you know, from Argentina to even Afghanistan. I was making a film recently in Afghanistan, and I heard Mozart in the airport. Everywhere you go, mobile phone tones, you know, you're waiting on a telephone and it's Mozart. That is extraordinary considering he's been dead, you know, over two centuries.
It certainly is. We're talking with Phil Grabsky, who is the director, producer in many ways, of In Search of Mozart, that'll be showing in Bloomington. You mentioned that one of the things that you found was that Mozart's own life was even more fascinating than that portrayed in Amadeus.
My starting position, in a way, was to say, look, okay, we can't say what is a God-given gift. That's, you know, people can make their own interpretation of that. What I wanted to look at was what was nurture, what was actually because of the period, because of the parenting, because of his exposure to other musicians. Parenting is extremely important. Historical context, he was very lucky to have in Joseph II somebody that was willing to commission him. I mean, his first opera is commissioned when he's not even a teenager. Now, the Italian court composers of Vienna made sure it wasn't performed, but nevertheless, we can still hear it today when it's performed. People have said that Salzburg was a very provincial town and it wasn't a great place for Mozart to be growing up. In fact, Salzburg was on the route from Rome to Vienna. Lots of people passed through, bringing with them music, particularly bishops and so forth, coming back from Rome would bring new music. Mozart would go to a church every night to listen to this new music, learn from it, steal from it if he had to. It's quite a simple approach that I took, which was to begin at the beginning, which is because of the way his music is organized and labeled K1A, written when he's 5 years old. And I go all the way through to K626, which is the unfinished Requiem, the famous Requiem. So then we stop off along the way with piano concertos, operas. It's an extraordinary tale, and you can listen to Mozart's music and just be enthralled by it. But with Mozart, the more you understand about the biography, which is what the film does, the more you understand about why he writes pieces for certain people, when he writes them, how much he's paid for them, what's behind the writing of them, actually, the more you appreciate the music.
We're talking with Phil Grabsky, who's the director, the producer in many ways, of In Search of Mozart, that'll be showing in Bloomington for presentations at Bear's Place and at the Fine Arts Auditorium. And there's a very special showing on May 12th at the Buskirk Chumley Theater.